Test 64, Section 2, Question 15. And here we have, we're looking for an assumption in the argument. And we have French novelist Colette has been widely praised for the vividness of her language, but many critics complain that her novels are indifferent to important moral questions. So critics say, yeah, but they ignore important moral questions. This charge is unfair, so that sounds conclusion-y. Each of the her novels is a poetic condensation of a major emotional crisis in the life of an ordinary person of her time. So each novel, poetic condensation of major emotional crisis. Such emotional crises almost invariably raise important moral questions. So, and those crises raise important moral questions. Now, this seems fairly good. The conclusion is this charge is unfair, which is to say that she's not indifferent to moral questions, important moral questions. And the evidence is each story has a crisis which raises important moral questions. Now here, if we're going to be nitpicky, if we're going to look at this tight, then we could say, well, there might be a difference between including stories that raise moral questions and caring about or not being indifferent to important moral questions. So I might look for something along those lines. Critics who suggest that, so what's an assumption? Critics who suggest Colette's novels are indifferent to great moral questions of her time underestimate her literary achievements. The problem here is this argument's not about literary achievement. A novel that poetically condenses a major emotional crisis does not have to be indifferent to the important moral questions raised by that crisis. And this one I went, well, yeah, I mean, I guess so. It's really weak, but that's actually a good thing. So we do have to assume that it's possible to condense a major emotional crisis and not be indifferent to the moral questions. So B is really good, in part because it's really weak. If we make B false, also it becomes a little bit more clear. A novel that poetically condenses a major emotional crisis does have to be indifferent to the important moral questions. If we make that false and say what we just did, that completely destroys our argument. Now all of a sudden there is proof that Colette was indifferent. So B is great. To deserve the level of praise that Colette has received, a novelist's work must concern with important moral questions. The author isn't really concerned with whether or not she is deserving of the praise. It is whether or not the charge of indifference is fair. The vividness of Colette's language was not itself the result of poetic condensation. We don't really care about what's the cause of the poetic condensation. We want to know about moral questions. And Colette's purpose in poetically condensing the lives was to explore some of the important moral questions. Now, this is sneaky, because if this is true, then this would make the argument perfect. But we don't have to assume that that was her purpose in condensing those, just that she wasn't indifferent. And so E is a good example of something that, had this been a strength in plus, it would have been correct, but because it's an assumption, it's not correct, because we don't have to assume that that was her purpose in writing it. And so therefore, answer choice B is going to be our correct one.